Time to talk sport, and we are looking ahead to 2023. The IBSA World Games are coming to Birmingham. What are they? How important are they? And what part did the British Blind Sports Charity have in bringing the games to the UK? We have with Sandro Di Gilarmo, who is from IBSA, and Elena McGregor from British Blind Sport. Renato will be interpreting for Sandro. Thanks to both of you for joining us. Sandro, I'll come to you first of all. So perhaps you could start by telling us a little bit about IBSA and why the games are so important.
Allora, io sono presidente dell'IBSA, e l'IBSA è la federazione che si occupa di tutti gli sport mondiali per non vedenti. Siamo membri del Comitato Paralimpico Internazionale, l'IPC, e l'importanza di IBSA a livello mondiale per tutte le federazioni e per tutti gli atleti è fondamentale, perché riusciamo a fare sport di alto livello, e soprattutto nel 2023 ci sarà questo importantissimo, piccolo gioco paralimpico, perché sono delle paralimpiadi per i non vedenti che andremo a fare a Birmingham in Inghilterra, e siamo molto felici di questo.
Sandro Di Girolamo is here as president of IBSA, the International Federation for Sports for Blind and Visually Impaired People. IBSA is also a member of the International Paralympic Committee, and it's playing a very fundamental role in the development of sports for blind people and visually impaired people, and providing high-level sports facilities, organizing events and competition. And is very glad in being here talking about the forthcoming event 2023 in Birmingham, which is very, very important, being a Paralympic competition.
And Sandro, I believe you have a sporting background yourself. You've been an athlete in the past?
Sono stato atleta di diversi sport di IBSA, come il calcio a 5 per ipovedenti, il goalball, torball. Ho provato anche il judo, swim, nuoto, tantissimo nuoto, e basta.
Yes, I have a very long history in sports for visually impaired people, starting from 5A side football, and then goalball, torball. I've also tried judo.
Titoli vinto molto con il torball e goalball, e ho partecipato a un mondiale con il calcio, e ho fatto tantissime gare a livello nazionale con il nuoto.
I've won many awards, many competitions for goalball and torball. I've participated in a world championship for football, and I have won many national competitions in swimming.
I'm feeling very unsporty now. That's a lot of sports.
Don't tell me.
No, diciamo non mi sono fermato mai nello sport.
I've never stopped in sport. No, perché lui, Alan, ha detto: mi sento così antisportivo adesso che sento tutte queste cose. Io ho detto: a chi lo dici? E a lei ha detto: pure io.
We need to take a leaf, I think, from Sandro's book. We also have with us Elena McGregor from British Blind Sport. Elena is the chief exec. Elena, a really exciting time to have the games coming to the UK, and British Blind Sport did really play its part in bringing the games here.
Yes, we did. Thank you, Alan. It's good to have a chat with you. And obviously great that Sandra is here and Renato too, because all of us are very excited. British Blind Sport started a process, I think it was 3 years ago now. I lose track of time with the pandemic, etc. But I do actually believe it was back in about 2019 that we were given the opportunity to put together a submission document to host the World Games alongside other countries as well. And I believe there's 70 countries in total who are members of IBSA. So I don't know quite how many applications were made, but it was great to know that we were going to be at the forefront and that we were able to have the games here. From our perspective, putting blind and partially sighted sport on the map in the UK, and ironically, although we didn't know it at the time, post the pandemic, when I think we've all really recognised the importance of sport even more than it was before, it's amazing for us. And along with our partners, which is the University of Birmingham and Birmingham City Council and MLS Limited, who are an events company working with us, the four of us are extremely excited about the whole event and what the possibility of that means for blind and partially sighted people, not just in the UK, but across the world.
And this is a big event, Elena. There are teams coming from across the globe. So a lot of people will once again be descending in Birmingham.
Yes, indeed. I've been joking all summer that the Commonwealth Games was like a little bit of a tester for us. But joking apart, you know, that's obviously on a much, much bigger scale. But what is amazing is that many of the people who were involved in the Commonwealth Games are people that are now linked to us in terms of like the university with the accommodation, for a good example. So what that enables us to do is to learn from that and to learn what we could do to ensure that every element of the event, in terms of accessibility, in terms of communications, is something that we can really make maximise for our community.
Sandro, I'm going to pick sort of three events here in the UK. We had the Paralympics in 2012. We had the Commonwealth Games this year in Birmingham, and in 2014 in Glasgow. So parasport really on the map here in the UK. Have you noticed a bigger interest, say, globally in blind sport, in following the games that blind participants are competing in?
Sì, questo c'è un'attenzione, un'attesa molto forte, e devo aggiungere inoltre che c'è molto, e questo mi piace tanto, c'è molto rispetto e con molta considerazione per il paese che organizza, e questo mi fa molto piacere da parte come presidente IBSA.
Most definitely, the interest is worldwide increasing, growing. We can see it every day, and you know, there is a lot of attention and excitement. What I have to say, and I'm very glad about this, also a lot of respect towards the organizing countries and institutions. Yeah.
Although the IBSA Games are professional athletes, do you think that inspiration is growing as well and encouraging more people with sight loss to take up sport?
Sì, sarà molto importante anche per chi osserva, e soprattutto direi che si può dare un'immagine bellissima di IBSA, un'immagine bellissima di tutti gli sport che rientrano dentro la sfera dei non vedenti e paralimpici. Quindi possiamo fare tanto bene, soprattutto considerando come è stato organizzato le Paralimpiadi del 2012 in Inghilterra, e quindi sono convinto che farete molto bene. Faremo molto bene.
Yes, indeed, the participation of blind and partially sighted athletes, professional athletes, as you say, it's always an inspiration for those who are there to receive this important message. And it's, you know, it's also an opportunity to provide a beautiful image of what IBSA represents and all the sports. And I'm sure that with the great experience of the 2012 Paralympic Games, and with your skills, you will do we and you will do very well in the organization of this one.
Elena, British Blind Sport is there to make sport more accessible and make it more interactive as well. I suppose important to mention, especially for people with sight loss, you know, it's not just the health benefits of taking part in sport, the physical health. You know, mental health plays a big part in taking up activities, and even, you know, helping build people's confidence, building friendships. So even though we're talking about elite sport, really important that this can show, you know, that people can participate and thrive as well.
You've hit the nail on the head there, Alan. At the end of the day, I always see sport as the springboard for change in people's lives. That's what drives me, really. Elite sport is amazing, and it is obviously very aspirational. And we know historically through Paralympians and Olympians that it encourages more and more people to take up sport. But at grassroots level, it's absolutely about changing people's lives, perception of themselves, the perception of others on what somebody is very capable of, regardless of whatever impairment group they may or may not belong to. And those key things are exactly what you just said. It's about growing confidence, growing spatial awareness, growing socialization, making friends, improving their lives. You know, sport plays a big role, whether you're a spectator or whether you're an elite athlete, or whether you're somebody who, you know, goes running with one of our guide runners from Find a Guide, or just participates in, you know, something on a weekly basis at your local club. Sport makes a huge difference. And this games is really to showcase, yes, it's showcasing the elite, but it's saying, look at all the possibilities. You don't have to become an elite athlete, and you don't have to become a Paralympian, but just participating will give you something to celebrate about yourself. And that's really key for all of our individuals.
Sandro, less than a year to go now until the games begin in Birmingham. For you and for IBSA, you know, is the pressure building now? It must be quite something to put an event like this on, a global event like this on.
Sì, una pressione, ma è una pressione che sappiamo gestire, è una pressione piacevole perché sappiamo che sarà un evento grandioso, sarà un bellissimo evento e sono anche convinto che la federazione inglese sarà molto brava a saper organizzare. Quindi abbiamo una certa fiducia. E sì, la pressione salirà sempre di più mese in mese che passa, però siamo tranquilli.
It's of course, as you said, responsibility and a great pressure that we have now that we feel, but it's pressure that we have managed other times in the past and that we have done it quite well. I would say it's also a very positive feeling knowing that we are organizing such a international event, and I feel you know, comfortable also because of the fact that, as I said before, we rely on the great skills and organization capacities of the organizing federation.
Elena, when we talk about big sporting events like this, we talk about a legacy as well. Where does British Blind Sport see the legacy of these games in Birmingham? Where will that go and take you?
What we're planning on, Alan, is that already we've got subcommittees of organisation. So we've got subcommittees for the opening and closing events, the marketing committee, which I'm heavily involved in, and within and there's others as well, technical committees, etc. But one of them is legacy, and that's so that we look at what we can do both for and in around the city of Birmingham for people living with sight loss, or actually, just for our community as a whole, what are we going to put in place to look at that legacy work? So that is working with the likes of Sport Birmingham. It's like working with coaches. It's also the volunteers. You know, the plan is that the volunteers at the games will have all had some guide training that will have an impact on future support for others. We will look at what programs we can put in place that spin off from the back of the games. We're working with all the different sports, particularly those three Paralympic sports at the event, which is goalball, football, and judo, to say what are we trying to get out of the games as a group so that we can look at programs working with them to really highlight their sport, both in the run-up to, during, and after the games. It's hard to predict what that legacy will be, but I'm very confident that the games will showcase that people who are living with sight loss are not somebody who can just sit on the bench, that they are very, very capable of doing many, many things, and that every one of them, whether they're volunteering at the event, and we will be having people who are volunteers living with sight loss, and we will also have people participating in the event, you know, that they bring value. They bring value to the games, value to the city, and value to our community. And I think if I can know that that will be our legacy, that we can Joe Public's perceptions, then to me that is a really, really successful games.
Well, Birmingham will be the focus once again of sports. Elena, when do the games begin?
The games begin in August, the 18th to the 27th, although there will be a couple of days beforehand for classification.
Elena, if people would like to learn more about British Blind Sport, what's the best way for them to do that?
Either through our website, which is britishblindsport.org.uk, or email us at info@britishblindsport.org.uk.
Yeah, so anyone who might be interested in IBSA and to discover more, they can follow our social networks, of course, and there's also a website, www.ibsasport.org.
Well, best of luck with the games. We are certainly looking forward to coming down and bringing all the action to our listeners. But for the moment, to Elena and to Sandro, thank you both for speaking with us, and Renato for interpreting on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our pleasure.
Thank you very much.